Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Suter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two, to the corner, Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck, Thomas off the wall, shoots, and it's in, they score! It's the St. Louisan, Pat Maroon, bring out the Zamboni, Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he saves them to the conference finals!
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin is on assignment, and we have replaced him with 65 years of experience of covering Cardinal baseball. Rob Raines, Alvin Reed in studio. The commissioner's going to join us at 11:20. Opening monologue brought to you by our great friends at Worldwide Technology Raceway. We'll be there tomorrow. The Indy cars are coming. About three different teams are coming in to do some test driving, and we'll be broadcasting live there tomorrow from 10 to 12. Rob Raines, Alvin Reed, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm fine, good man. Morning. How you been?
Happy trading deadline day.
Yes. Before we get to the trade deadline stuff, let's talk about just how wonderful that scene was last night and so many positives. The biggest strength of this club from the beginning of the season to right now is the bullpen, and they were lights out last night.
Yeah, Giovanni Gallegos.
Talk a little closer to that mic.
Giovanni Gallegos has been unbelievable. Yep. I mean, you look at what he's done all year, but look at the last month specifically. Two things I'll tell you. One, he has faced 45 batters in July. He's given up three hits. He has come into seven games this year with the bases loaded, inheriting the bases loaded. That's 21 total runners. Two have scored.
Wow.
I mean, that guy, then, I would trust him in any situation.
The electrifying performance by Carlos Martinez, facing four hitters, striking out three, may be the key to the season.
Well, if he can continue on like that, I think you always look back and say, like, we scored two runs, guys. We got to score more than two runs. We can't ask for this every night. But when you're tied with the Cubs, and this is the pivotal game in the series, I really did thought last night was the pivotal game in the series. Whoever won that game really could sweep, really obviously could win two out of three. I thought that was the pivotal game in the series, especially for the Cardinals. So to get those performances out of those guys in that situation, you couldn't ask for more, other than to score more than two runs.
It shows what Carlos can do when he gets some rest. I mean, I think that's the key, is they've got to be able to spot him, not have him pitch 3 days in a row, not ask him to go four outs every time, which again gets back to Gallegos. I mean, he may be your alternative to giving Carlos some rest there in the ninth inning of some of these situations.
I wonder if Brian could figure out what Carlos Martinez is like on a day's rest or 2 days rest, what his ERA is. Speaking of ERAs, the Wainwright splits. Now, Rob, 39 years of covering Cardinal baseball. Have we ever had a pitcher, and in fact, Miles Michaelis is close right now, that the splits are so insanely different? An ERA in the twos at home, pitching like Bob Gibson, and on the road, pitching like Bob Sykes, ERA in the sevens.
Weird, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
It's not that, you know, because it's not that unique a stadium. I mean, that's the thing, is it's not like he's pitching, you know, in a polo grounds or some really, like, unusual stadium. You know, I mean, the dimensions are very fair. You know, you don't have other splits. I mean, I know some of the other pitchers are better at home as well, and you should be better at home. I mean, it's comfortable, it's your surroundings, it's all that kind of stuff. But still, there's really no reason why he has pitched that poorly on the road.
I don't have an answer for it either. Because, like I said, the split is so dramatic. And if it wasn't that much, you might say, like, well, that's a hard hit ball here, or you got a guy out, you know, instead of it giving up two hits and three runs scoring. But that's night and day. And also, you know, he struggled against anybody on the road, bad teams. And what can one say? I mean, that's a pretty good hitting team that the Cubs, you know, put up there. And granted, he didn't pitch eight innings or anything like that. But he held him in check when he needed to.
Yeah. So what would you do if at the end of the season, Adam Wainwright is sitting there with maybe an 11-8 record and his ERA is 4.5? Do you bring him back at almost like the same kind of contract, $2 million with incentives, or do you say, thanks for your service, we're going to move on?
I think you have that conversation. You find out what he wants to do.
Well, he wants to come back and pitch for the Cardinals.
Yeah, but I think it also depends on what the other moves you make. What you know, do they pick up a starter today that's going to be under control for next year? What happens with Walker, you know, which I don't think he's going to be back. But so I don't think you can make that answer today, because I think it just depends on what the situation is and how he pitches and how he feels.
But even if you do pick up a starter, with as questionable as the rest of the staff is,
I'd bring him back. Because I bring
at $2 million?
Him back.
Well, at two, because, all right, I agree with you.
Well, the money doesn't matter to me. It's not my money.
True. But what I'm saying, if I'm going to, like, do Cardinal math, I'm not paying Walker. If
he's
gone. You know, he's gone. Wainwright comes back for $2 million. Technically, how much are you saving? You know, you're saving some money. And Wainwright just starts as your fourth or fifth starter. You pitch when you pitch. I mean, you're on the team. We want you to come in and some. But the whole idea where you're going to have 30 starts, that's over.
And I think it's true. There's two things. One is you want his presence in that locker room and his mentoring of those younger pitchers. And it would be very easy to transition from a playing role to a special assistant role during the season if they need to do that.
Yeah. Right. And regardless of what happens today, as we have found out, you know, we can say all winter long, they got 9 or 10 starters, which I did say. They got three starters, basically, right? 3 or 4.
That's the new math. That's the new math.
Right. Yeah. Divided by three, we have our starting pitching total.
Right. Well, with Stroman, you know, at the Mets. My man, I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Noah Syndergaard.
And
Zach Wheeler, who?
The guy on MLB Network.
Broadcaster-wise?
Yeah, I can't draw his name. Oh, my God. Played for Seattle. Black guy. Hate
Harold Reynolds.
Harold Reynolds. Thank you. Harold Reynolds was saying, like...
You gave me a good enough answer.
Yeah, man.
You
hate to go there, right?
Black guy. Harold Reynolds.
You hate to go there.
Oh, Seattle. But, Seattle gave me a little
I think we need more African-Americans on the MLB Network.
We played for Seattle. We played for Seattle.
But he was pointing out, he said, like, hey, you know, Matt, you got 3 pitchers now that are healthy, you know, make all the starts. You could parade yourselves as one of the best rotations in the National League solely because you have guys that show up and make their starts. It's a good point in that, you know, we thought we had 9 pitchers. We got 3 pitchers. You hope people pitch 5 and 6 innings, but it's just such a bullpen-dominated thing. Let's go with what we got as far as the starting pitching before I just started, like, trading folks. Now, granted, if somebody wanted Matt Carpenter, I'd pay half his salary. Just send him on, you know, and the prospect or whatever. I mean,
well, let's get to that. If nothing changes, and it doesn't look like it is going to change at least this year, there could be no trade value for him.
No.
I mean, are we looking at Alan Craig's situation without the Liz Frank here or what?
No, I don't think so.
He could come back and be fine.
I think he could come back and be a Major League Baseball player. I really don't think he's 0-16 AAA.
I agree.
You know, I don't know what's going on.
And what's the number now, by the way?
Over 21.
All right.
Between AA and AAA together.
Write it down,
Brian. Yep. Longer than any hitless streak he had in his career in the Major League.
8 strikeouts?
I think that's right, yeah.
How many at-bats did he have at AA?
Let's see, 15, I think.
All right, so basically they promoted him after going 0-15.
Well, that's because Springfield's going on the road.
Oh, all right.
So they always try to have those guys be at home.
Right.
I think what they need to do is send him to Florida for a week and let him work with George Greer and just try to rework that swing. I don't know that you can rework a swing in the middle of a season like that in a week or a 10-day span, but I really think this season is basically over with for him, because even if he comes back, he's not going to play. I mean, you can't take Tommy Edman out of the lineup.
No, you cannot. Right.
So,
but September,
when you're in a pennant race, he might be back on the roster, and you could pinch hit him here or there.
Yeah.
Because you can expand the rosters in September, but just take that time to try to fix the swing. I mean, just, you know, for whatever reason, I think that whole shift against him has been greater, you know, detriment than any player I've ever seen. I mean, just the only way he feels like he can beat the shift is to hit a home run.
Well,
and so that's what he tries to do every at bat.
Well, he got a bunt double earlier in the year. I mean, don't you learn from that? You're not going to do that every
time.
But
that involves changing your swing.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, can't you just hit the ball to the left side and at least make him honest?
And here's one thing, too, is that people are, like, just appalled about this 0-21. It's not like when he's going to AA and AAA, he's seeing 82 miles an hour, fastballs down the middle of the plate. He's seeing the same velocity and almost as good a curveball, almost as good a split finger. I mean, the guy's facing, he's in such a funk, he's not going to get out of this thing for a while.
Doesn't matter where he's playing.
Yeah.
I didn't progress real far in baseball. I just know that sometimes you can't hit the ball. I mean, and it's weird. You know, like literally, you were talking about velocity. There are times where somebody could throw you the ball 80 miles an hour, and somehow or the other, you bounce it back to the pitcher, you swing and you miss. You're thinking, like, what is happening?
The thing that I'm worried about is, and I don't know that this is the case, but we'll find out over time, is he's 33 years old. And sometimes, all of a sudden, for whatever reason, when you get to that age group, you can't do it anymore. You get old quick.
Yeah, so you get old fast.
And that's just, we've seen it happen with other players. Maybe that's what's happening. I don't know. But, I mean, it just seems like there's just no real other explanation for what's going on.
Because
it's not injury-related, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. And the amazing thing is the Cardinals really don't miss a 36-home-run hitting former All-Star third baseman that much because, you know what, they're getting pretty good production.
And it wasn't the same guy. He wasn't that guy this year.
Yeah. Right. And they got a better fielder. They got a guy who runs better, and he's making more contact right now. I mean, that's a pretty devastating loss, but then when you think about it, they really – it's not that big a deal.
Well, in the long run, 36 home runs last year, 2 years before that, I guess, was a better season than what would have been 2017. Nonetheless, we still didn't make the playoff.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said about getting on base and making plays. I don't know if Edmund is – no, first of all, he's not. He's not.
Has he made an error yet?
Yeah, one.
Yeah. But I don't think he's your future everyday – third baseman. I think things catch up with him. I don't think it'll be as dramatic with him as Harrison Bader. However, I don't know.
He could be Daniel Descalso, Edmund.
Yes, yes.
Well, I also think after next year, he could be the starting second baseman, too.
All right, that may. What would he do? Where's Wong going?
He'll become a free agent after,
we're not
after,
21,
after 2021.
So Wong is with us in 20.
There's an option after next year. An option for 21.
Yeah.
At $12 million.
Do you think he has
because
trade
I think
value
no, because
now?
I think Nolan Gorman because Nolan Gorman becomes your third baseman.
Could he be involved in something today?
Possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was one of the guys you look at it, but Mozeliak has said he's not interested in trading anybody off the major league roster. So I would say doubtful. Oh, possible. I mean, anybody's. You never say never to anything.
Because you have two guys who can play second base right now, and as well as Colton. But.
Yeah, but you want them to play third. Right now, but
that's true.
But now Wong, I say by the last 3 weeks of the season,
he's been much better. Yeah.
And if the Cardinals had even not put the winning streak together, if the Cardinals had continued to play 500 ball from the week before the All-Star break on through, now, I think Wong would definitely be a candidate to be traded because they would just be six games out of first place, and what are the chances of us catching the Cubs or Milwaukee for that matter? So I think you'd be more apt to trade Wong. But I agree with you now. I just said, I'm not going to trade any of my starters because we got 2 months of the season left and we're in first place. So they have to catch us. I wouldn't take anybody off the team unless it was just something ridiculous.
Well, unless it yielded you a really good starting pitcher.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll trade you Madison Bumgarner for
Wong. Get into that.
You think he's going to be a free agent, but at the same time.
We want to get into the trade stuff in our second segment. Let's get back to last night and another just a signature moment for Paul Goldschmidt. Mm-hmm. 7 home runs in 8 mm-hmm. games. Best Cardinals stretch since McGuire. I think they've only been 2 Cardinals to ever have 7 home runs in an 8-game period. What about this guy now?
Well, this is the guy we thought they traded for. I mean, this is the guy that you thought was going to be here all season, and whatever reason, the first half of the season, he struggled offensively, but he was one of the guys that said, we could turn around in a hurry, and that's what's happened. You get Ozuna back playing the way he did, before he got hurt, and all of a sudden you got some combination in the middle three of your batting order of Ozuna, Goldschmidt, and DeYoung, and I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Right.
So that outfield looks like what when Ozuna is back, which could be this weekend, I think, right? I mean, I know Mike didn't really commit to us yesterday.
Depends on how the rehab goes. He was 1-for-3 last night in Memphis with an RBI single. He thinks the 3 games down there will be enough to get him ready.
Friday, Saturday?
Well, they're off Friday, so they'll play Saturday in Oakland maybe.
Why the heck are they off Friday?
Because of those goofy 2-game series
the
interleague play.
We played 2 here, but Whitaker, the Cubs were off when they played the White Sox. Yeah, like 3 weeks ago, they were off Friday, and they were playing in, both teams were in physically in Chicago.
They should have met at, you know, Griffith Park or something, and just like played wiffle ball or something, you know, just for fun.
So it'll be
It'll be Ozuna, probably Fowler in center, or you can alternate there, and Jose in right, or, you know, you could flip off those guys. O'Neill could play sometimes, you know, when you want to.
So do you think it's three for two spots with basically. O'Neill, and then
Fowler and Martinez.
Yeah, but then Gyro's out of that thing, or maybe he's playing some second and third.
And pinch hitting a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. The amazing thing to me about the Cardinals is, and I looked at this last night, Ozuna's, how long has Ozuna been out? Over a little over a month now?
Well, yeah, four weeks.
He still leads the team in RBIs.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Because Goldschmidt was
four,
so far
he's four
behind.
Four ahead of Goldschmidt.
Right, and now. I guess Goldschmidt was so far behind. Yeah. I would have thought that he would have surpassed him by now, but I guess you're right. Nobody else would do it. Look, they've won games coming back from seven runs down, but they've won games where they didn't score a lot of runs. This has been an interesting baseball season. Our division is, I don't know what to say about our
Somebody's
division.
Somebody's going to win it.
No, well, right.
And then when somebody wins it, they're going to be in the playoffs.
I still don't think the Cardinals are in competition with the Cubs or the Brewers. The Brewers aren't in competition with the other two teams. I think this is competition. Who could get to 10 games over 500? Who could get to 15 games over 500? And then somebody will fall by the wayside, because I really just don't see any one of these three teams just
it may be the team that makes the best move before 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, all right.
Rank this in terms of Cardinal outfielders, young Cardinal outfielders, who you think 5 years from now will be saying had the best stretch. Thomas, Carlson, O'Neill, and Bader.
Carlson.
And who would be two? O'Neill?
O'Neill probably. I think Thomas could be if he gets a chance to play. I think his biggest issue is going to be playing time.
O'Neill, when I hit the ball, it goes a long way, but I don't hit the ball a lot of times.
But
so
he's doing a little better job of that.
He's getting base hits and drawing walks
like he never has in the past.
He's getting better. He's still a young player.
Yeah.
I mean, people tend to forget how young he is. I mean, he's just turned 23, I think. Maybe 24 by now.
So Harrison Bader is Peter Borges?
I'll give you a better answer if we see what he does in AAA. I mean, I think he was just – I think mentally he just needed this break to go down and just refresh a little bit. So I'm not ready to give up on him. They're not ready to give up on him. I think he can still be a really good player, and I think he'll probably come back next year as the, you know, preseason favorite to be the starting center fielder.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Depending on whatever moves.
Well, that'd be a tough sell.
Depending on what other moves they make. I mean, yeah. I think right now.
You don't think Carlson would get a chance to win it next year?
I think Carlson will start in left. I mean, I think he can play center. I think Carlson will be in your starting outfielder sometime by next year, maybe in center field. But if I had to project right now, opening day, I'd say he's in left.
Is Martinez on the team?
I think so.
He has to be.
Yeah. All right, so then Fowler plays right field?
I'm not sure Fowler will be on the team.
Well, I mean, okay, unless he's dealt. I mean, he's still our property.
You're getting closer to being able to trade.
Isn't Jose perfect on your roster that he doesn't have to play? He's dirt cheap, and all he does is freaking hit?
Yeah. That's the luxury that the Cardinals have. A lot of teams don't.
Yeah. All right, let's take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about trade deadline day in Major League Baseball, 3 o'clock Central Time. Before we go to break, quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito.com. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, and see if they don't have the right car for you. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. Bomarito sponsors this segment. We'll be right back.